a record number of people bought DNA testing kits in 2018. But what personal information are you handing over to genetic testing companies, and what might happen to all that data? TPR Bioscience and Medicine reporter Bonnie Petrie explains.
The big genetic testing companies made a big push for the holidays.
With a DNA kit from 23andMe.
23andMe and Ancestry, the major players in the DNA game, sold a ton of kits, adding to their already huge databases of genetic information. Information that isn't just sitting there in a computer archive somewhere. In 2018, 23andMe made a $300 million deal with GlaxoSmithKline to share that genetic information with the pharmaceutical giant as it seeks to develop new medicines. News like that may make some customers uneasy. Peter Pitts is the president of the Center for Medicine in the Public Interest. He says it's exciting that a pharmaceutical company can access this wealth of genetic information to advance public health, but he's not sure customers are clear that's what they're getting into when they're just trying to find out how Irish they are.
Even though when they clicked I approve on the 23andMe website to get their stocking stuffer Christmas present, they didn't realize that it allowed the company to resell their information at their own discretion.
Not everyone is worried. Erin Cassidy is a 23andMe customer.
I mostly wanted to see what my heritage and the health reports would look like.
Cassidy is an academic librarian at the University of Incarnate Word in San Antonio who's also got a keen interest in family history.
I mostly did it for genealogy and discovered that I'm incredibly dull. My genealogy is pretty dull.
After she reviewed her genetic background and her family matches, she decided she'd go further. She opted in to share her DNA for research purposes and then started answering research questions on the website by the hundreds.
I was logged into it today and found I have answered 590 questions for the health thing. Because every time they're there, I answer some of them.
Kate Black is 23andMe's global privacy officer. She says customers contributing to the research projects aren't trapped if they change their mind.
They can opt out at any time and they'll still get the full suite of reports and have the opportunity to connect with others through our platform. But if they do participate in our research platform, that will make their information available for studies of all kinds.
But Pitts doesn't think any DNA testing company is transparent enough about the vulnerabilities of their databases. For example, he points to the issue of re-identification. That's when a third party matches a customer's identity to their anonymized DNA profile stored in the genetic database.
It's hard, but it can be done. So rather than simply saying it can't be done, don't worry about it, 23andMe should say, listen, we do the best that we can to make sure you're not re-identified.
Yeah, we try to be really forthcoming about that risk.
Black, 23andMe's global privacy officer, says the company does inform customers in the consent form and on their public website.
While we do everything in our power to de-identify the information and protect it, there is always a risk that you may be re-identified or otherwise have your identity known. So we want people to be aware of that going into their choice to participate.
So before you mail off that test you got over the holidays, make sure you read the fine print about potential privacy risks and be aware, your genetic information may be used for purposes other than personal ethnicity estimates and family connections. That brings us back to the 23andMe GlaxoSmithKline deal. Cassidy was already in the 23andMe DNA database when that deal was announced. At that point, she could have opted out of participating in research. She did not.
I suppose I look at that as something that is intended to be for the betterment of humanity, in that, you know, finding medications and treatments is to me a good thing. In the end, the advancements are what's important.
As of January 2018, 23andMe claimed to have more than 5 million customers in its database. Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.